Well, we know about ignoring elephants in the lift, and Douglas Adams wrote about horses turning up in the bathroom, but how can you ignore a gorilla on the basketball court? Well, Samantha Maskell is a prize-winning psychologist from Oxford, and I saw her give a talk on this astounding ability we have to ignore the obvious. What's behind it?
Well, the guy that should be sort of credited with discovering IB was a man called Neisser in the 1970s, so we're talking 30 years ago. And he used this paradigm where he asked participants to track the number of passes made by one of two teams in a basketball game. He didn't use a gorilla, he used a woman with an umbrella walking through the centre of the game. And he found that many of the participants failed to notice her because she was unexpected and wasn't part of their primary task of looking at the players. And those results kind of went unnoticed at the time of publication, and Simon and Shadbury revived that paradigm in the late 1990s, and instead of using a woman with an umbrella, they used a woman in a black gorilla suit walking through the centre of the game, pounding its chest. And yeah, the participants were given this task to track the number of passes made by one of the two teams, and they found that they didn't notice this unexpected black gorilla.
How could you not notice a great big hairy gorilla in the middle of your game?
You'd be surprised, but if I hadn't told you about this before and then you went and watched it, you'd high likelihood that you wouldn't have seen it either. But what is interesting, there's lots of variables that impact on it. So one thing that Simon and Shadbury found was that when you made that primary task harder, so when you told people not only to track the number of passes but like carry two counts, so make one count of the aerial passes and one count of the bounce passes, so you're making their task harder, they were even less likely to see it. So that suggests that when more of their attentional resources are being applied to the task that they're being given, there's nothing left to consciously pick up that unexpected gorilla. And then the thing that I talked about in my talk as well was that they found that when people were told to track the team wearing black, they were more likely to see the black gorilla than people told to track the team in white. And the big conclusion that was drawn from that was that when the unexpected things are similar or fall in line with how you've set your attention for the task you've been given, they're more likely to be seen. So these attentional sets we can create can kind of capture unexpected information and pull it back into our conscious awareness.
I suppose you could take it one of two ways. You could either say that it's weird how much we don't see because we're kind of half stupid in perception, or you could say there are so many things that we need to pay attention to that it's good that the brain selects out that which isn't necessarily of importance. Yeah. So which is it?
I think it's a bit of both. If you think of all the information that hits our retina every time, if we were consciously aware of everything, and it's not just vision, it's every sensory modality. So when we're sat in our seats here, if we were constantly conscious of the feeling of being on the seat, we wouldn't, like, it'd be too much resource. We don't need to know about that to be doing what we're doing. And it's kind of the same with vision. Like, it's better that for what we're attending to at that time, we're really, really aware of and using our information effectively. And it's kind of like, yeah, it's efficient use of resources. And coming back to like the evolutionary idea, our brain is, it's not just happened. We've evolved this way for some reason and it works for us quite well. But what is important is that when things are unexpected and they're a danger, that we do pick up on them. And so that's a whole other realm of research into looking at salience and whether what characteristics of the thing, unexpected thing itself, can pull it us into our awareness and not just related on what our attention's been set to.
Which brings us, of course, to your research. And you had various words, actually. What did you design your research actually to show?
Okay, so what I was talking about earlier with the gorilla and the finding that when people were looking, tracking the team in black, they were more likely to see the black gorilla, that showed that there was an attentional set for a colour and that when the unexpected thing was a similar colour, it was more likely to be detected. So I kind of picked that question up and put it into the realms of looking at attentional sets for meaning. So what we did in our study was we told participants to look for animals and ignore fruits, or look for fruits and ignore animals, and four pictures were flashed up for 1 second and then removed, and the pictures were either of animals or fruits, and this went on for four or five trials. And then on the fifth trial, along with those four pictures, an unexpected word was presented in the centre of the screen. And what had been shown before was that when people were looking for animals, if the unexpected word was an animal word, so if they'd been looking for animals and the unexpected word was tiger, it was significantly more likely to be seen. It had a detection advantage. But what I explored was whether that detection advantage extended out further out of the animal meaning, so whether thematically related words like farm or zoo would share the detection advantage, and I found that they didn't. So what we concluded was that attention set for a meaning is set very, very tightly, and that it only encompasses, so when we're looking for animals, we literally have set our attention for animals and not all the things that we think have a meaning that's shared with animals, like farm and zoo. And that has quite big implications for how semantics and meaning are structured in our brain, because it suggests that exemplar material isn't used by our brain in the same way as thematic material, suggesting that they're in different places or represented differently.
And you can just imagine the applications of Samantha's conclusions in enabling people, perhaps, to link subjects and eliminate others while concentrating. Samantha Haskell won the British Psychological Society Prize for undergraduate research this year. And in case you haven't noticed, this is The Science Show on RN and online.